This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
My name is Buddy. I'm Batman. I saved the day.
Hey, Aries, Buddy here. You're listening to Willib and Dibs on 95.7, The Game.
The man makes you smile.
Buddy.
Buddy. His name's Buddy.
Buttered.
My name is Buddy.
I thought it was Buttered.
My name is Buddy.
No, it's Buddy.
This morning I'm serving breakfast to my two-year-old, and it was toast with butter. And she said, "I don't like it." And I said, "It's toast. It's buttered."
My name is Buddy.
That's right.
And I said that, and I turned away, and I started laughing, and she followed up with, "I don't like it."
I'm Batman.
I said, "Well, that's what's for breakfast."
Too bad.
It's buttered.
Coast to coast.
My name's Buddy.
Peanut buttered and toast.
Dude, totally.
There it is. Yeah. He can't not make you smile.
I saved the day.
I do want to let him know, though. Jimmy just laughed and never let him know when he said, "What are these?"
That's so great.
And those of you who can't see me, obviously.
You're doing two fingers.
He goes, "They're two fingers." And Jimmy just laughed, and he never told Buttered. They're called air quotes.
My name is Buddy.
Yeah, air quotes, Buddy.
Perhaps.
Not perhaps. That's what they are. They're called air quotes. So he knew how to use them, but apparently didn't know what they were called. I want to make sure that Buttered knows they're air quotes.
Right.
Yeah.
And
that's all.
I mean, we always kind of make fun of the reporters and the reporter horse laughs when an athlete or somebody says something funny. And like today, Steph Curry's in front of, you know, the assembled media, and they ask him, "Hey, Steph, how you doing?" "Oh, I'm doing great." That's sarcasm. But in this Jimmy and Buddy thing,
this actual
the laughs
laughter.
Were real.
Yeah.
The laughs
feeling
were
great.
Real.
Sarcasm.
Those are even faker laughs than the laugh you did, which was fake of a fake laugh.
Fake on fake.
Those were terrible. Yeah, and then there was that.
That's real.
Yeah.
But I mean, the media, I'm doing fine. That's sarcasm.
Feeling great. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
I want to know who the was.
Feeling great. Sarcasm.
Because you,
I can't tell the difference. They sound like they all went to the same fake laugh school.
Well, and we know that among the assembled were Ron Krawczyk. Tim Kawakami was there.
Ann Killian was there. Yep.
Om Young Suk, I believe, was there.
Whitley's there, isn't she?
Could that have been her?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Whitley
we don't
didn't
know for sure.
Yeah, Whitley didn't fake the funk. Whitley just looked at him and went, "Whatever, chef. Get your butt together.
Let's wrap this up.
Come on." Like,
why am I?
I've been
here?
In my feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
Fly
Shout
all
out
the way.
Drake.
Did not fly to Minnesota to watch Pat Spencer play basketball. Like,
Although,
get your act together.
I'm just waiting for Pat to go to the hoop one time. Take a charge and then check my Twitter, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Jersey in the cart. Unless he has already gotten the jersey in the cart.
I don't think the jersey can be in the cart.
Someone could put it in the cart.
Yeah, there has to be a cart
there for you to put.
Like, the team store does not have Pat Spencer jerseys. I hope someone's making them fast.
I mean, well, here it is. You can get it on Fanatics 61.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Does it just say 61 or does it say Spencer?
Spencer.
Really? Spencer! You guys do not work the same.
Do you guys remember early in the year when we were doing the show from outside of Thrive City where the All-Star signage was?
Yeah.
And it was right after Lindy Waters introduced himself, and I ran over to the team store to find out if the team store was selling Lindy Waters jerseys, and of course they were not.
And they were not. They were not.
And he's since been traded. But
yeah. Shop.Warriors.com, Pat Spencer, available.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jersey in the cart.
Jersey in the cart.
Yep. And unlike Lindy Waters, right, I think he wore 10 also, right? So you could just, you could swipe off the Waters and put on the Butler. I thought Lindy wore 10.
Maybe. I don't know. I remember when Josh Dobbs, most recent 49er legend, was actually the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals.
Great story.
And went to the team store and could not find a jersey, and then went over to the little kiosk where you make the jersey, and you could not get a Josh Dobbs jersey, and he was the starting quarterback for the team. Yeah.
By the way, Dibs, you were close with Lindy Waters' jersey number. He wore number 43.
Yeah.
That's like a 10.
Well, they're both two digits.
But with different numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of your fake mockery, just hit the buzzer like you always do, and we can move on.
Okay.
I mean, there you go.
That felt louder than
normal. For the first time ever, numbers are not numbers. So that's the end of that quote.
Right.
Yeah. 10, 43.
Oh, David Lee wore 10. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
It is true, yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, Grandy, go ahead and look it up.
Is true, but confusing Lindy Waters for David Lee is crazy.
That's the bit.
They both have an L.
Yeah, and they both took an L.
Kind of like the one Dibs just took. Thanks, Krojcik.
Good Lord.
Anyway, all right. Don't get mad at him. He signed Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah.
He signed Jung-Hoo Lee.
I'm not mad at him.
All you hooligans.
Right.
That was a Farhan sign.
Yep.
I just thought I'd say it.
No, yeah.
That's Farhan sign.
Sure. Yeah. As were about 93 other guys.
What is going on here?
We're talking a little Giants baseball.
Bob,
they're hot.
Bob,
okay?
your time on the air is done here. We'll call you again soon.
Right.
All right.
I mean, can we spend 10 seconds and talk about the Giants and how they're playing great?
They're playing great.
Okay.
That's a huge series in Chicago. That's a first place club who had lost almost no games at home.
They just win every series.
They walked in and just took 2 out of 3 at Wrigley.
Right.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Kyle Harrison's back and he's hitting high 90s again.
Okay.
I got some insight on Kyle. We can kind of, I might save it. No, Kyle. Then
save it. I said 10 seconds and you're going to do 3 minutes. But
I don't
do
anything for 10 seconds. Kyle, anything. Kyle was hurt last year.
Last year, yeah.
Kyle was trying to pitch through injury.
Well, and also he pitched more innings than he had ever in his career.
No, but he was very hurt. It was overcompensation sensation.
Okay.
And they've got it figured out. He's got his mechanics back. Man is hitting 98 on the gun.
Mm.
And he's back. And he's on the big league roster. And .. How long does it take until Hayden Birdsong and Kyle Harrison aren't coming out of the bullpen? They got two young studs down there who may end up in this rotation.
Yep.
Very well may be. Yeah, pretty fun.
Yeah, all super right. fun.
Warriors and T-Wolves game 2 is a little bit over an hour away. 5:30 tip. It is the solo bolo only game of the night in the NBA. Warriors live with us. Starts in 18 minutes at 4:30. It's presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. And don't forget, be with us tomorrow because, A, that's what you do between 2 and 6. B, we'll be reacting to game 2. And C, we've got multiple pairs of Valkyries opening night inaugural home game tickets to give away during the show. So make sure that you don't miss Willie and Dibby tomorrow.
Mm.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
All right. Also, with Warriors Live now 17 minutes away, that means if you'd like to get off a hot Warriors game 2 take, now would be the time to do it.
Yeah.
Now.
888-957-9570. Only one line available, so get in early or you're out.
Okay. All right. That's right. That's good.
Watch it work.
Let's go to Junior in Pacifico, which now means there's a new line open. Junior.
Not yet, but yeah.
Well, soon. Hi, Junior. What's going on?
Well, I am stunned and excited. So I am stunned because one of your callers said he got into the 49ers because of fantasy. And I'm like, how can you ignore the opportunity to play sports and ignore that you know people who play sports and finally get into sports because of fantasy betting? Like, I just don't understand, right? I'm not criticizing.
Different. It's generational. Yeah. It's the way it kind of is, man. I mean, I for years was like, I'm not doing fantasy. I'm a 49er fan, and I don't want to do fantasy and have that mess up my rooting interest during the game. Well, that's out the window.
Right.
Because it's the biggest thing in the history of ever. So.
And how many people got into soccer based on a video game? And I don't know if Grandy and Lucas FIFA. Are among that, but FIFA launched a whole generation of American kids who like international soccer because of a video game.
Yeah, I'd say this, Junior, whatever people are into, good. Whatever brought them to the party, welcome. That's kind of the way I look at it, but go ahead.
Fantastic. So I'm excited about the Warriors' chances of winning half their games going forward in this series, even without Steph, because I think part of the reason he was so sad is look at the situation in the game when he had to come out. They were up 30-20 early on in the other team's home court, and Steph was just getting warmed up. He was about to go on one, you know, if we know him at all. And so I think we kind of have them figured out. And I think they're soft in the sense, not of physical toughness so much, is that they don't have the same dedication to excellence that the Warriors do. Remember that the Warriors put Ant down to his face, Steve Kerr, for not going hard enough in his workouts for the team. And I think he's just like, he's liking his reflection in the mirror even more than his teammates and coaches are. And I think he's going to be disappointing to a lot of people until he figures that out. So I'm guardedly optimistic that we can do our thing and give Steph the chance to fully rest and recover as best one can without an offseason in between. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, Junior, thank you. Listen, I'm not going to say at all that you know the Warriors can't win this series. I will say this. I would be real hesitant to use what happened two nights ago to start up a whole Minnesota sucks party.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't think the Warriors have anything figured out. I think that the matchup well on defense, clearly.
Right.
But I don't think they've got some magic bullet in this series. I don't think Minnesota doesn't have the dog in them or any of these things that we're going to start to sort of hear from some Warrior fans. I think that when you hear stuff like that, that's when Minnesota waltzes out there and wins by 40. So I'm not saying the Warriors can't win. I sit here today still with the utmost respect for what the Minnesota Timberwolves can do in this series and in these playoffs and what the Warriors are about to try to do. I cannot overstate how hard it's going to be.
Without your best player.
Oh, my God.
I mean, even if you had your best player, you're still going up against a team that has home court advantage and a team that is really, really good. Minnesota's been better than Golden State since March 1st in the regular season and in the playoffs. So even with Steph, it was always going to be a tough matchup. And now that you're not going to have Steph, it looks like for a stretch, maybe the whole series, we don't know yet. I'm not anywhere close to taking Minnesota lightly. And you look at how bad they were. Yeah, the Warriors were good on defense. Give them credit.
Yep.
Minnesota offensively was terrible in the first half, especially. Terrible.
They were awful.
Awful.
They were awful, and I would not plan on anything looking like that happening again in this series.
Right.
I do not see that happening again. It could, but I wouldn't plan on that. Wouldn't hang your hat there at all. Let's go to, it's Kurt in Hayward Hills.
Let's get to it.
Hi, Kurt.
The best sports boys in the Bay Area. Mm. That's for sure.
Kurt,
okay,
how are we feeling tonight? Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. We knocked off Houston game seven. We won that game off defense and the veterans. That's who won that game, defense and the veterans. So we win game one against Minnesota, and we lose Curry. Let me tell you, we're not going to win a championship without Curry, that's for sure. But we can win this series because we got Jimmy right now, who's the best player in the league right now. He is. And you got Green. We know about him being the best defensive player. He should have won it this year. They cheated him out of that. He's awesome. And guess who he's got who's lighting it up? Hey, there you go. You got Buddy lighting it up, finally.
Okay.
Buddy's lighting it up.
Kurt, we've been waiting to ask you about Buddy Hield because we know you wanted him off this team.
That's right. I did want him off this team a while back ago because he looked clumsy. He was out of sync. He couldn't dribble the ball, even though he's lighting it up, but he still's missing layups. He's playing a hell of a game now. And you know what's good about him? He's a veteran, and that's what we got, veterans on this team. And we have the number one defense in the league in the last 30 days. That's a stat. Look it up. Nobody has a better defense than us.
Let me
tell you something. Dundon doesn't have a better defense than us. Minnesota doesn't. Nobody that's left in the playoffs has a better defense than the Warriors. So, with that saying, tonight, very possible we could win the game, even though the Minnesota's going to come out and Edwards going to try to ram the ball down, what's not happening. But the veterans are going to take over. And I want them to use Kuminga. Get Kuminga back in the game. We need him.
Okay.
I love it.
Calling for
the
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah. All right, Kurt.
What if one of the people who's kind of like been done with Jonathan Kuminga for the last 6 weeks or so came to you tonight, Kurt, and said, nah, he doesn't fit, Kurt. We got to keep him on the bench. Curtin Hayward Hills.
Game two ready.
Saying nice things about Buddy Hield.
At least he came clean with the fact that he wanted him out. I want Buddy out. I'll tell you what, guys. Buddy Hield's got to go.
I never thought I'd hear him say it.
It was a full mea culpa, Mark.
He's a veteran.
Both
Buddy and Kurt.
And he kept it real.
Yeah.
He didn't hide from the fact that he wanted Buddy off this team.
And his name is Buddy.
Yep.
And his name is Kurt.
That's right.
So there you have it.
They may not be buddies, but it sure is easier to admit your mea culpa when Buddy does what he did in Game 7 and again in Game 1.
Well, that's a stat. Look it up.
I love that. That's a stat.
That's probably going to stick.
Look it up.
It's going to stick. All right. Hey, before we keep going with the phones, which we will, I want to remind you about our engaging Dub Nation poll, 95.7 The Game Twitter page. We do it before every game, including today. It's presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. Today we ask Steph Curry, going to miss at least 3 games. Certainly sounds like possibly more. But no guarantee at all he's going to play at all in the rest of the series. So, if he misses the rest of the series, can the Warriors win it? And what was your vote, Dibs?
Yes.
You said yes.
Yep.
You are with the correct side at 56%.
Wow. Okay.
56% of you believe that the Warriors can still win this series with no Steph Curry at all. I do not want to be a naysayer.
No, you can vote. Vote your conscience.
I did. And I voted no.
Right.
I voted no.
And I'm surprised that there's that many yeses because honestly, when you look at the odds are telling you no, Minnesota's still heavily favored. They're minus 200 to win the series, even though they're down 1-0. So the odds makers are telling you that Minnesota has an implied 65% chance, and yet the fans, who are always going to fan in these things, they're still leaning toward the yes.
Well, if you polled this thing nationally, I think it would be down closer to 15% who say
agreed,
yes.
Agreed, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not any naysaying. This isn't any lack of belief. This is honestly coming from a place of the utmost respect for Steph Curry and what he has meant to this organization, who he is, what he is, all of those things. I love that Bob Fitzgerald started out our conversation by saying what he said. Don't say next man up. There are no more. Yeah. There's no other, there's no people that can do this. Nobody in the history of ever can do this. So can they win the series? Sure. But I'm going to stop short of predicting it. I'm not going to predict it by any stretch. And again, I think the premise for a lot of us when we were like, hey, they could still win the series. Even what you tweeted out right away. You tweeted out, can the Warriors win one of the next four? So that if Steph gets back for game six, you're only trailing 3-2 and you send him out there and you've got a shot. Well, now this premise that we're throwing out is no, there's no Steph then either.
May not be, yeah.
No six, no seven. Can they win it?
If Steph's not coming back,
they're allowed to.
If Steph's not coming back, for me, you need to win two of the next four. You need to be up 3-2.
Oh, agreed.
If you're up 3-2 and Steph has been ruled out for, you know, the reevaluation comes before game five. And if that reevaluation is, geez, he's not ready, it's going to be another week, which means he's going to miss game six and game seven if there is those. Well, if you're 2-2 in that series, then, yeah, I like your chances. And you go out, you win game five, and you're up 3-2. Okay, I still believe you can get it done.
Yes. But
if you're down 3-2 and it comes out that he's not going to be able to come back,
yeah.
Well, then I think that you're in a real world of hurt.
I tell you what, tonight will be definitive on a lot of things. I would change my answer if they could win tonight.
Well, then it becomes, you know.
Yeah, then it just becomes a math game. You know, now you've got to win 4 out of 5 if you're Minnesota, and two of them have to be on the Chase Center floor and all of those things. But this is
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Is a Herculean task that they've got tonight. This is a monstrous task that they have out there tonight. Minnesota is going to bring absolute game seven energy to this game. And you don't have your best player.
Yeah.
So that's tough. Mike in San Jose. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling.
How's it going, fellas?
What's up?
So, I get what you guys are saying. I totally understand it. You know, you're being the realist about this situation. The realist thing about the situation is the fact that the Warriors kind of have their number, no matter how you look at it and who's personnel of the team. It's just not a good matchup for the Wolves. And, you know, we're kind of in their heads, and you can see that out there on the floor. There's no other real statistic other than you just looking at that from the outside in. Now, the Wolves are a damn good team. We know that for sure. We know they're going to hit shots. But I'm more in this on the belief that the Warriors are kind of more of a timely team, and they're using all of this chatter that they're hearing, because you know they're hearing this too. They're hearing, oh, they're done. Steph Curry, oh, without them, they're done. Draymond is already feeling slighted because of the Defensive Player of the Year. We know how Jimmy gets down. This is a kind of a perfect recipe for the Warriors to just come out and punch them in the mouth and take the wind out that sail early. I'm not saying that Minnesota ain't going to hit shots, but I think you guys are doubting the Warriors. You're being a little too realistic about it when all they've done is prove the doubters wrong. So I'm in the belief that they win a couple games, Steph comes back in game five or six. If he don't, I think we still close them out, man. Like, I think it's just the way it's broke down for Minnesota, not so much as the statistics of what you guys are thinking.
I hear you, Mike. And again, you may well be right. All I'm pointing to is not the impossibility of it, but the size of the task. The Warriors are going to have to be so incredible on defense the rest of this series. Can they do that? Sure they could. It's just a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask. And so that's all I'm coming from. This is a hell of a gut punch. But let's see. It's time for Warriors Live. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Before you hit the road for that well-earned getaway, swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit Bay Area Oil Change for locations and coupons. Okay, let's count you down to the game. Warriors Live is next on Willard and Dibs.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.